Chapter 18. The Uncertainty of the Phony. This final chapter of Part 3 focuses on a major ramification of the ludic fallacy, how those whose job it is to make us aware of uncertainty fail us and divert us into bogus certainties through the back door. Ludic Fallacy Redux. I've explained the ludic fallacy with a casino story, and have insisted that the sterilized randomness of games doesn't resemble randomness in real life. The dice average out so quickly that I can say with certainty that the casino will beat me in the very near long run at, say, roulette, as the noise will cancel out, though not the skills. Here, the casino's advantage. The more you extend the period or reduce the size of the bets, the more randomness, by virtue of averaging, drops out of these gambling constructs. The ludic fallacy is present in the following chance setups: random walk, dice throwing, coin flipping, the infamous digital heads or tails expressed as zero or one, Brownian motion, which corresponds to the movement of pollen particles in water, and similar examples. These setups generate a quality of randomness that doesn't even qualify as randomness. Proto-randomness would be a more appropriate designation. At their core, all theories built around the ludic fallacy ignore a layer of uncertainty. Worse, their proponents don't know it. One severe application of such focus on small as opposed to large uncertainty concerns the hackneyed greater uncertainty principle.